Okay. Last week, we learned Igeres HaKodesh tests on page 226 in Tanya, where he made the following outrageous statement that in the middle of Daf Kuf Yud Dalid, he says, Hayois Ikra Avedis Hashem Be'itim Alolu Be'ikvis Mashicha Hu Avedis HaTzedakah, that the main Avedah of Hashem during these times, in these generations before Mashiach, is the main thing is tzedakah. Like Chazal say, Ein Yisrael Nigol and Ela B'tzedakah, that's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes. And if you're going to ask about the Gemara that says that Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, right? That the Torah is the main thing, that's only in their generations, the Tanoim and Amiroim, but for our generations, the main thing is tzedakah. Well, that's an outrageous statement, right? You can well imagine that the Misnagdim, the Talmid Chacham of the times, would certainly not be happy with something. Anyway, so, beginning last week, I told you that what occurred to me was that there's an Igeres HaKodesh. It was really the Tzava written by my great-grandfather from Babov. It was the last thing he wrote before he was murdered. And wherein he quotes the Migal HaMukis, who is much earlier, you're dealing with much before the Talmid Baal Shem, who says, B'chachos min, about, we'll see it here inside, anyway, and that it rang a bell that there's something similar. Now, my cousin, the present Bavarov, is it like an encyclopedia of Chassidus. So I called the fellow who does his Mafteches, who always helps me out. I said, do me a favor, look up Igeres HaKodesh test, see where he mentions it, and where else, because I wanted to see what the other Talmid Baal Shem say about it. He looks it up, never mentioned. Anyway, I called a few chevre in Chabad, who are the knowers in Chabad, about where I would find this mentioned. Nothing. None of them ever heard anything about it. You know, they took it for granted. It was like they're successes. Like, no surprises there. So I went looking up material on the Gemara, and there's a sefer Magalis Hashas from Rabbi Perlau. He's one of these fabulous malachtim, and he points to a Kerem Shleima from my great uncle, the Bob Virov, who mentions this very letter. Okay, so we're going to do this piece together because he explains it in the most gorgeous, magnificent way. Okay, so this is in the Kerem Shleima that you have, that I gave you, anybody who's watching on Torah anytime who wants to get a copy of it. It's Kerem Shleima, Volume 1 on Parshas Toldos, Daf Nun Zayin. So this is where the Yitzchak gives the bracha to Yaakov Avinu, v'yitin l'cho es birchas Avram, l'cho l'zaracha itach, l'rishtacho seretz migurecha, asher nosen l'kim l'Avram. Okay? That Hashem should give you the bracha of Avram to you and to your children, that you should inherit the land that you live in that Hashem gave to Avram. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Be'itin l'cha es berches Avram." Have a seat. Ma ha'ise berches Avram. What was the bracha of Avram? Says the Medrash that is being referred to here. It's Vashem berches Avram b'koil, the bracha. I put it on the shtender for you, ready made. It's the bracha of Hashem blessed Avram Bakel. So the Bob Verov Zechon Elorcha asks, V'yesh lahavin lama bacha Yitzchok levarches Yankiv davke bebracha zu? Why did he give him this one bracha of Hashem berches Avram Bakel? Halei Avram Avinu nizbarach meisach kodesh bracha bekama brachas. We find several places that Hashem gives Avram Avinu brachas. Kigai noisim shevi Rashi kan ve'escha legai godlo, make you for a great nation. V'izbarachu bizarach Rashi here, right here off an art, quotes other brachas. V'oid, I'm sorry, v'gam ma'wa hemshah shal apostol shemevi medesh. What's the continuation of Hashem berachas Avram Bakoil? What's the shaykhis of that im sefer dekro with the end of our pasuk here, which is l'rishtichos eretz migurecha, that you can inherit the land? Amnam kedei lovei ala mechove. Next paragraph. Naktim divrei adoni ovi zekeni agon hakodesh mili yalzna. You know who that is? Who's agon hakodesh mili yalzna? That's how the Galatianas referred to the Baltanya, because he was first in the Yalzna and then he went.
to Liadi. He was in first. He was in the Yalzda. B'sefer Tanya, Be'igeres Hakodesh, Michtav Tes. This is it. The letter that we learned last week. Okay, Michtav Tes. What does he say there? V'zel Hashem Hakodesh. Iker Avodas Hashem Be'itam Alalu. The main service Hakodesh Baruch Hu in our times. Be'ikvus the Mashiach in the heels of Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. He Avodas Hatzdaka is the Avod of Tzedaka. K'mer Shalom Chazal. And you saw Nigal and Elabit Stockholm. Veloyomru Chazal Talmudur Shakul connected to Menas Chasadim. And the fact that Chazal say Talmudur connected Kulam, that was only said be a mayhem in their days. Shetalmudur Ayyikar Avaydat, so the Talmudur was their main service. Viakain Hayukachomim Gidoilim, next page, Davnun Ches. Therefore, they were these great scholars, Tanoim Amiroim. They were the great Tanoim and Amiroim, because in their time that was the Aveda. Mashen can make Miss Mashiach. That's not the case in our times of the Mashiach. V'chulu is Ein Derech L'Davka B'Emes, continues the Balatanya. There's no true way to really cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hav Chashaycha L'Nahara, to transform darkness into light. Ki'im B'Bchinis Asiya Gam Kain. We're going to talk about this hopefully in the coming week. Shumai Satzdok. There has to be action. We're in a world of action, not in a world of study. Ad Kan L'Shayna HaKadosh. That's what we learned last week in Igeris Tes. The Bab Rav Zchanim is Mechavin to my brilliant Tushtel. So he says, and so too is explained in the letter from his father, the Kveit Kedushas Adoni Avi Mari V'Rabbi Agon HaKodesh Zatzal Hashem Yinkim Domei. V'zel Hashem HaKodesh, he says, this is the language of his father, this last letter that he wrote before he was murdered, that he publicized. They printed tens of thousands of copies that were distributed. And he writes as follows. Case, we learned this last week. Be'ikvus in the Mashiach, in these times before Mashiach, we need to put forth all of our effort to increase our acts of loving kindness, which is the third pillar, the third pillar upon which the world stands. And he quotes there, that Rashi quotes, I might think that the bracha will conclude with the names of all three of us. We will conclude with you, Avram, Baruchat Hashem, Mogen Avram. Upirisham, the Megalamukis explains, Lefisha Avos Tikno Gimel Amudim, we know that each one of the Avos established one of the three pillars. Avram Avinu Tikin Amud Gimelas Chasodim. Avram Avinu was the pillar of Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu Olav Hashalom Tikin Amud Avoda, he was the pillar of service. Yaakov Avinu Tikin Amud Torah, he was the pillar of Torah. Ubi Amai Sailam, originally Hayamud Torah Avoda Birshayna, there used to be Taka pillars of Torah and Avoda. But now in our times, Yushlam Amod Gimilas Chasodim, now it is our job to perfect the pillar of Chesed. V'zeo B'chachoismin, that's what the Megal Amukais says. B'chachoismin, V'advarim Atikim B'sifrim Shal Tzadikim, he writes there. We find this in many of the works of the Tzadikim. U'kedivri Chachmein Azal B'gemara Shabbos Kuflam Tes, like the Gemara says, Ein Yerushalayim nifta ele b'tzedakah, that Yerushalayim will only be redeemed with tzedakah. Shenemar u'shaveo b'tzedakah, those who come back will come back with tzedakah. Ad kal neshani ha-kodesh. This is where his father's words conclude. Asks my great uncle Zecharno Lebracha, v'hine l'chayre tzrichen l'havin. We need to understand, heich b'shvil mitzvahs gemila tzedakah gemilas chasadim. How is it that because of tzedakah, or acts of loving kindness, shirak achas mikol tariag mitzvah shebetayr, it's only one mitzvah, nizke legula asid, for that one mitzvah we should merit the coming gula. Why? V'chi mitzvah achas techap alaka, one mitzvah is going to cover over everything. Like, why? Amnam bira inyan alpimashakosa b'kli yokar parshas chayasor. So I printed out for you the kli yokar. Take a look. Skip there two or three pages. Let's learn the kli yokar inside. His words are magnificent. And then we'll go back to the Kerem Shlomo.
You have it there. It's very, very enlarged. Okay, so he says like this. This is on where Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak, and he makes up this deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the girl that comes out and offers the water to him and to the camels, that's going to be the wife for Yitzchak. Okay, says the Kli Yoker. Now the Kli Yoker, just to give a little bit of a historic perspective, he was Reb Shlomo Ephraim. He wrote numerous svarim. He was a Talmid of the Marshal and the Maral of Prague. He was the Rebbe of the Tosfos Yontif. He was from the famous Balei Darshanim. He wrote the Rivav Ephraim, the Sifsei Das, the Yer Giborim, numerous other svarim, and he became the Rav in Prague and the Av Beis Din. Okay. So, and his appearance is printed in all the Mikrais Gedolos Chumashim. So he says, Pirish Rashi, on this pasuk in Bereishis Chav Dalid Yud Dalid, Re'uye Hiloi Shetege Melech Chasadim. So Rashi says, she is worthy because she is a Gemelech Chasadim. She's one who does loving kindness. Samach Parsha Zu, the Parsha's Ephron Achiti. This follows immediately after the Parsha we just finished, where Avram Avinu tried buying a plot of land for a gravesite for Sarah from the great fellow there, Ephron. Kigam Hu Hayim Mizere Canaan. He was a Canaanite. Shenemu Canaan Yoladis Tzidin Bechoreves Ches. Ephron Hayir Ra Ayin. Ephron, as we know, was a person who had an evil eye. For this reason, Avraham Avinu is coming right off of this experience. He says to Eliezer, whatever you do, stay away from those Kananim. Shem Bali Ayin Hara, they have an evil eye. Because money can tell you everything about a person. You could tell by everybody how they act with their money, imzach v'yoshapole, if they are straight and clean. Ve'ein lecha mitzarev v'kura b'china ala adam. There is no better way to test the person ki im hakesav azov, other than gold and silver. The pocketbook is the greatest testimony of a person's character. V'chein amar Shlomo, says the Kli Yoker, King Solomon, the wisest of all men, said matzreif lekesef v'chur lezov. Somebody wants to test the person and really check him out, go to his money and see what he does with his money. A kiln to really get to know somebody, go to his gold and see how he conducts himself with his money. If he's able to withstand his righteousness when it comes to financial matters, there's where you can tell if a person is wholesome, and the same is true of the opposite. Lesson number one from the Kli Yoker. Umikan lamed Eliezer. That's from here. Eliezer learned Shalei Bodakes Rivka. He only inspected Rivka Kiim b'midazu with this attribute. Im yesh la ayin toiva v'gomelas chasodim. Is she going to be a person of a good eye and a person of loving kindness? L'chein ama ani la'esma meni kiim shetitin li lishtas. All I'm going to ask is if she'll give me to drink. But if she answers, she say, you drink, vigam gimalech, I will also give your camels to drink. Then I know that she is a master over gemilas chasadim. Shetitin li yoisim imashani shoyel. She's giving me even more than for what that which I ask. If that's the case, then I know that she's the one that you chose. Because his entire home is about helping other people with their salvation. The Altsada Remes, next paragraph, adds the Kli Yoker. Along the path of a hint, his Gimalecho, What is she referred to? She refers to his camels. Lashon Gemilas Chesed. Gemalim comes from the same language as Gemilas Chesed. Kodav the Lashon Gemalecha. V'chein dosh Rabbi Seinu the Tanchum Eves HaGomol. Zu Bovel. Shenemez Gemulech Shegemal Talon. You see that Chazal used the same language for Gemulech, the goodness that you did. They wanted to tell us if she adds to say gam gemalecha eshke that I will give to your camels as well. Simon emilsi, this becomes a symbol. Shekol kach yoyhaves midas hagemilas chesed, that she so loves the attribute of doing goodness. Adashi oyhaves kol anikre b'shem midazu. Not only does she love loving kindness, but she loves even the animals that carry the name of that animal, of that term, of that attribute. That's natural. A natural thing is that if you love something, you love things that allude to it, something that points to it. As we see, Rabbi Zeinu Zaldoshu es a chasida, she'ose chasidus im chavruseh, about the bird, the chasida, that she does goodness with her friends, alkein ein rochek lefarish, he says, it's not so far-fetched to say, ki gam milas gomal, ki ulai tivam ligmal chesed zelizah, maybe camels also do goodness with one another. Alkein toysef b'em ahava ba'omer gamalecho ashke, that's where she adds this term of love by saying, I will give your camels as well. It's a simon that she loves doing nice things. Now, here comes the critical paragraph. The Gemara in Tainis says, Kol kala she'enea yafis, any bride who has pretty eyes, kol gufa in tzricha bidik. You don't need to look any further. As long as she has nice eyes. Says the Kliyakar. It's not true. It's simply not true. When you see people who have beautiful eyes and they're horrible people. How many rotten people do we know that have beautiful eyes? Why would our sages tell us to go pursue such an external, superficial thing? Doesn't Shlaima Melech say that beauty is vanity? Chazal are telling us how we inspect somebody's actions. You know what the solution, the test is? Is she a person of good eyes? Ugamilas chasadim, is she good-hearted? Kimeinea yafeis babrias, if she's a faginer, if she loves doing nice things for people, ozi b'li safek shlema b'chol amides, then you can know that she is wholesome in all of her midas. V'lamda Rabbi Seinu Zal min Eliezer, and Chazal learn it here, from this parsha of Eliezer, shalei bodak es Rivka kim b'midazu, he inspected Rivka only with this attribute, kim b'midazu binyan av the chol amides, you could learn all the other midas from the midah of the gomal gam gemalecho ashke. Alright, now let's go back to the Kerem Shlem. Go to about on Daf Nun Ches to about 7 lines from the bottom. The Alpizeh, based upon this introduction of the Kliyakar, Shapir Muvan Madua Yigalu Yisroel B'schus Mitzvah Tzedakah Gemilas Chasadim. Now we understand what the Gemara says, and we certainly understand what the Balatanya says, that Klal Yisroel will merit to be redeemed because of Tzedakah. Denoida, because we know the Geula Asida who Erusim Min Hashem Yisroel Knesses Yisroel, that the future Geula is going to be a marriage, a final betrothal between Hashem and Klal Yisroel. Kemaim Rakosav, like we say when we wrap the Ritzuas around our fingers. Verastechli Liyelam. Shagul Hashem Yisroel Kaviyachul Huachosin. Hashem is the Chosin of Knesses Yisroel. The Akal Kriyo Benima. We are the Kala. If Chazal just told us, as the Kliyakar quoted, that if the Kala has pretty eyes,
Ain kol guf tzorich b'dika, that you don't have to check anything else. V'akavanu kanal, as the Kli Yoker explained, al midas ha-chesed v'atzdoka b'ayin yofa, that the way to inspect a kala's midas is to see, is she good-hearted? Does she share? Is she a gemelas chesed? Ulechein shapa yutzdok. Makes perfect sense. T'kashiyasku k'neses Yisrael b'mitzvahs tzedokah g'mitzvahs chasodim. That if we're going to see that Klal Yisrael are toiling and are active in tzedokah and in acts of chesed, shuv einam tzrichim b'dika. We don't have to check anything else. Ki mida zu shel ayin yafu binyan ava l'koyel, as the Kli Yoker said, the mida of tzedokah teaches us about everything else. Well, the Zalmer Chazal and Yisrael Nigal and other Bitzdokah. That's the simon. If Klal Yisrael are Isaac Bitzdokah, then you know that they have all the other midas. Now, skip the next paragraph. Go on to the second paragraph of Nuntes. Ubidover Ha'amor, based on this introduction. Yes, the fire shall pass the Quran. Now we can understand this pasuk. V'Avram zaken baba yomim. Avram is old, he comes with his days. V'Hashem beirchas Avram b'koil, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. D'noida, because we just learned from the Megala Mukas. D'Avram avinu amed ha-chesed. Avram is the pillar of chesed. V'teva zaken mayr al-midas ha-chesed v'rachmim. We find this language of zaken refers to this attribute of chesed and rachmim. Koloshen chachmenu zal. Zaken malarachemim. It says that Hashem appeared as an old man full of mercy. When Avram was full of mercy, because Avram was busy with chesed, therefore he was in his merit, he comes with which days? L'hochish yimais ha-Mashiach, to bring the days of Mashiach. Al derech ha-kosev, hine yomim boim, like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, there are days coming. Ay, v'itikshe, you're going to ask, v'chi b'shvil mitzvahs gemilas chasodim l'chud zoichim l'gula, what? Just because of chesed, we should merit gula? Comes the pasuk and says, "Vashem beirach es Avram b'koil." That Hashem blessed Avram b'koil. The mizesh osak Avram Avinu b'gemilas chasodim. The fact that Avram Avinu was busy with acts of loving kindness, mochach, that shows shenizbarach b'koil amidas tayves. That, as the Gemara tells us, you don't need to do any further inspection. It tells you already that he had all the good midas. That chesed teaches us about a person's midas. With this we understand the Tanchuma. The Medrash tells us all the pasuk v'yikri Yitzchak al Yankiv v'yavarecha Yisrael. Yitzchak calls Yankiv and he gives him a bracha. What happened? Shara Yitzchak beruach hakodesh, says the Medrash Rabba. Turn to top page Samach. That Yitzchak saw with his divine inspiration. Shasidim bonav lehigolis bein homais, that we are destined to go into Golis. Amaloi, boy. So Yitzchak said to Yankiv, come, va'avarecha, and I'm going to give you a bracha. Birchosh shel Golius, I'm going to give you the bracha that will help you survive Golus. Shiyachzer alecha kodesh baruch hu, that Hashem is going to go. V'yikavtzecha b'men ha-Golius, and he's going to bring you, he's going to gather you in. Ulezeh baruchai, for this reason he gave him dafke this bracha. Vayitin lecha, which bracha is going to make us merit to be gathered in once again from the Galias? As Birchas Avram. He's going to give us the bracha of Avram, lecha, zeracha, yitach, v'amru, al zeber, medesh, tanchuma, comes the medesh, tanchuma, which bracha? Ma'isa Birchas Avram, what, which bracha of Avram? Vashem Birchas Avram, bakoil. The bracha, there were many brachas that Hashem gave Avram. Nadavka the bracha of Hashem Berchas Avram Bakoil. It said, Elemesh Yitzchak Avinu Ramas Kan Bebechosai, that Yitzchak Avinu alluded to here in his bracha, She'im Yasku B'nei Yisrael B'tzdok, if Klal Yisrael will toil in acts of charity, of gminas chasadim, and the acts of other chesed, midos shel Avraham Avinu, zaken malarachim, hashemer al shlemus kol amidas. The Kliyaka says that that points to wholesomeness in all other midas. Yizku, that will give them the merit. Sheyachzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem, that Hashem will come, beikabtzeim, and gather us in mibein hagolis. V'shap b'movin emshuk b'sefer dekra. That is the connection to the end of the pasuk. To make us inherit the land Asher Nosan Elikim LaAvram, the land that Hashem gave to Avram, b'meher b'yameinu, amen. So it gives a whole hesbro here of why it is that the Baal Tanya would tell us that in our times the Ikar Avod is Chesed, because it's in the merit of Chesed that Hashem is going to gather us in from the gullies. Now, how does this shtim with the famous Degel Machan Ephraim? We're coming off of Pesach here. So in Parshas B'Shalach, take a look at the Degel. It says, Uvnei Yisrael Yoitzim Biyad Rama. Biyad Rama is with a outstretched hand, right? So the Targum on Biyad Rama says Bereish Gale, in an open way. So take a look at the piece on the. Which one did I make? Did I print for you there? Okay. Yeah. So he says like this: Oyem Bereish Gale on Kuf Samachay. Al Derech Deisa Bezayir Hakodesh. The Zohar writes, this is the Degel Machan Ephraim, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson, B'sifra da, with this book, Yifkun min Galusa, will you go out of Galus? Ayin Sham, look in the Zohar there, Shemavoy Roid Yosef, Kishizgala Sefer HaZohar, when the Sefer HaZohar will be revealed, B'da Yifkun min Galusa, that will be the time that we can go out of Galus. V'zeh Shemirom is B'Pasuk, it's alluded to in this Pasuk, U'B'nei Yisrael Yotzim, Klal Yisrael will go out. Hanu min Agolus Canal. Biad Rama. V'targumai Bereish Gale. Okay. Says the Degel. Bereish is Rosh HaTevis Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Gale. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai will be revealed, that's when Klal Yisrael will go out of Golus. Kishizgal is Sifrei HaKadosh, Sefer HaZohar, when his Sefer HaZohar will be revealed, Oz Bida Yifkin Min Golusa, with the study of the Zohar, will we go out of Golus, V'havin, and understand this well. Okay, now, next paragraph. O Yaymar, another way of understanding this remez, Al Pi Masha Omar Rav HaKadosh HaMeforsim Reinu Reblip B'Mechamelnik. There's only one letter from the Baal Shem Tov. And in that letter, it's printed in the Toldos Yankov of Yosef. So it's a very authoritative letter. Take a look at the footnote, Lamed Beis. Look at the language of the Baal Shem Tov. Here's what the Baal Shem Tov writes. He's writing to his brother-in-law, to Reb Gershon Kitever in Eretz Yisrael. He said he made an aliyah in the Shama, and he met with Mashiach. V'sha'alti es pi Mashiach, and I asked Mashiach, Emes hayosi mar, when are you coming? V'eshiv li, and the Mashiach answered the Baal Shem Tov, b'zois teda, this is what you should know, b'eis sheyisparsem limudcha, when your teachings will become known, and they'll become revealed in the world, and your wellsprings will be spread outward, that which I have taught you and you have grasped. Okay, when other people will be able to do this, all the klipas will cease to exist. Go back up to the Degel. Sheshal, the Mashiach, says the Degel about his grandfather, that he asked Mashiach, Amos Ayosimar, when are you coming? Ve'eshiv, and Mashiach answered, Kishi is galit terasecha v'yifutza ma'anasecha chutza, when your Torah will be revealed. Ayin sham, v'zeh yeish Leimar says the Degel that too is alluded to. Shemirum is bepasuk ubnei Yisrael yoytzim. When will Klal Yisrael go out minagolus from galus? Bereish galay, bereish is Rosh Hatevis Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Galay, when it will be revealed, Haina kushi is galit teirosoi. V'yafutza mayanoisa, when his Torah will go out, oz yifkin min galusa, that's when Klal Yisrael will go out of galus. So, this should be very, very troubling.
Yes.
Because, if anything, the Torah, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, these lofty concepts, these many of these things are being practiced much less. But according to what we learned from the Bava Vezeda, who said in the name of the Divrei Chaim, that from the time of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the main midah was acts of chesed, and that be'etzim is what the Torah of the Baal Shem came to stress, is to do chesed with others, as the Divrei Chaim defined it, b'nefesh u'beguf, both spiritually and physically, to worry about somebody else. So it's very consistent with what we're learning here, that becomes the key to Mashiach's coming, that Klal Yisrael egeru nifta b'tzedakah. What pasuk? That Bereish Galay is the translation of Uvnei Yisrael Yoytzim Biyad Rama. Okay? The Targum Yoynesin on that pasuk, the Klal Yisrael went out with an outstretched arm, says the Targum Yoynesin, Uvnei Yisrael Nafkin Biyada Miramama Mizgabrin Al Mitzroy. Okay, that they went out with an outstretched arm overcoming the Egyptians. Okay, says the Tana de Be'elio, Yoitze Mitzrayim, the Jews who went out of Egypt, mitzvah achas hoise biyadom, they had one mitzvah in their hands. And that one mitzvah was more pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than 100 other mitzvahs. Umau ha-mitzvah, says the Tana de Be'elio, what was that one mitzvah? Sha'isa bi'adam, that they had in their hands. Sha'asu kula maguda achas, that they all bound together. V'karsu bris, and they made a covenant. Ligmel chesed ze im ze, to do acts of chesed one with another. Biyad Rama, with a hand. Which mitzvah is done the with an outstretched hand? Which one is done? The mitzvah that's done with a hand is the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's the mitzvah of gemilas chesedim. So when the Degel Machon Ephraim wants to teach us about what merit Klal Yisrael is going to go out, Bereish Galay, whether it's Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem or it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he wants to tell us not to lose hope in the fact that we can't relate to many of the lofty concepts that we're taught. But there's one thing that we can relate to, without question, and that is that in the merit of the Aveda of Chesed, in Gemilas Chasadim and Tzedakah, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh encouraged and pushed and said that was the Avodah of Yemais HaMashiach, of Ikvus HaMashiach, that ultimately will bring Mashiach. That's B'chach Haisman. That will be the conclusion of Golus, will be in the merit of the Midah of Avraham Avinu. So that gives us an insight into the seemingly outrageous statement that the Baal Tanya made here in Igeres Tes, that the main avodah nikvus de Mashiach is the tzedakah and gemilas chasadim. Ein Yisrael nigolin, says the Gemara, ella b'tzedakah, and Yerushalayim nifta ella b'tzedakah. Yerushalayim will be redeemed with tzedakah. Shenemar u'shaveh b'tzedakah.